If you want jazz music, go to New Orleans. Bagels, New York. And for psychics, think California Psychics. You want the best, you go to the best. At California Psychics, home of free spirits and open minds, we know better than anyone what makes a good psychic. That's why we guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price.
This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beatyourprice. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beatyourprice.
Peace Family is 19 Keys. Thanks for listening to the High Level Audio Experience. Make sure to give 5 stars and subscribe. Also, support the brand and get tickets to our upcoming tour by visiting 19keys.com/links. That's numbers 19keys.com/links. Enjoy this clip and check out the full episode. Peace.
When I had these type of conversations or when I see what's going on in the culture, I either be ready to flip a table or write a song.
Mm.
And y'all lucky because I choose to write songs, you know?
Right.
And them songs empower other people to want to go flip tables, you know what I mean? So now the podcast is flipping tables with D1. Because that's the type of time I'm on.
Yeah, now you've been flipping a lot of matter. Speaking of flipping tables, some of the tables that you flipped, did you ever make peace with any of them?
Name somebody. And
Jim Jones, Rick Ross.
I love you too much to not be honest with you. Rick Ross, you could do better, brother. Meek Mill, you could do better, brother. I love you too much not to be honest with you. Are you the face of prison reform? Because I held, are you the face of prison reform? Or are you sitting here on your new song with Ross talking about getting somebody murked and shot at the red light? Which one is it, bro?
You could do better, Jim Jones. You could do better, Rick Ross. You could do better. I got to see you do better. Wait. Little man, whoever you is, until you feed the kids where you from for 20 years straight, don't question Rosé. Wait, until you buy 10,000 bikes, 10,000 trikes, give all the young girls who pregnant Pampers for Christmas for 20 years straight, don't question boss. You heard me, little man? Get that basket off your head so you could think clear, little man. You going viral for speaking on niggas' names, not because of your talent.
Rick Ross, no. Mm. Haven't had any contact with him. I really feel like I hurt Rick Ross, and I'm going back and forth in my head about, was that hurt necessary? Because I can tell that my comments, the truth in my comments, really got under his skin, you know what I mean? Because the vitriol that he came back with and his comments towards me had nothing to do with the topic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it just turned into name calling.
Yeah.
And in that moment, I went from feeling like an underdog, right, to feeling like, oh, I'm up 20 points right now. And you play and you move different in the game when you're up 20 versus when you're down 20.
Mm.
You know? So with Rick Ross, I've allowed that situation to just be what it is. Unfortunately, I discovered an ugly truth about our culture, which is a lot of brothers will flaunt the relationships that they have, but they won't actually want to utilize those relationships to maybe build a bridge when they see that there's a divide or there's some conflict that has been there. So many people tell me, oh, I know Ross, that's my dude, da-da-da-da. Mm. But ain't none of these people tried to build no bridge with me and him. Even if it's behind the scenes, just so black man to black man, we can have a talk and just understand, brother, I love you, but I practice transformational love, which is where I'm going to affirm you when necessary, but I'm also going to challenge you to be the best version of yourself when necessary. Your yes man in this culture practices affirmative love. All they want to do is affirm you. Everything you do, even the stuff that they know ain't right in their conscience, they want to just affirm because they want to be down. But I never had that convo with him. So Jim Jones, me and Jim Jones, brother, I believe we're going to be close friends one day. We have communicated only via text, and we were put on FaceTime by a brilliant queen named Miss Erica Ford out of New York.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So the queen, Erica Ford, put us on a FaceTime with one another via her phone. And we had a brief interaction there. But we've texted a few times, and it's good energy there. I'm looking forward to the next step, which is, man, I let her come to Harlem and pull up on him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think that'd be good from knowing Jim for the time that I've known him. And It's similar to, I think, what is going on with Rick and a lot of people. Everybody wants to be a good person, to see themselves as a good person. And to play God's advocate on Rick Ross' side, you know, I can't say that he has shown an example in some way about entrepreneurship. This, the boss lifestyle, right, I think has been something to reference, right, of being owners and being controllers and things of that nature. Like, he talks about his farmland and, you know, he makes connections with my brother Wall Street Trapper and Earn Your Leisure. And, you know, he shows off his residence. So these are the things you buy with your assets. So I can say that there is an aspect of his platform that shows a good example, right? Specifically, like, what to do once you get money and the mindset you have in the boss lifestyle. Now, I can't speak to everything, but I think that when you do good, that's the part of your personality, right? And your values you hold on the strongest. Like, I'm trying to teach and elevate us to be entrepreneurs. So I think that when, and this is just me making a educated, right, guess, but I think that as you speak on it, that's probably.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Maybe you've been thinking about therapy. You realize a therapist could help you work things out, but
I can't afford it. Therapy is expensive.
Talkspace is different. Talkspace is one of only a few online mental health providers that takes insurance. Average copays are only $15.
I can afford $15.
And most insured members pay nothing.
Nothing? No copays at all? With insurance, I could see a therapist and I might not have to pay anything out of pocket?
That's right. Nothing should stand in your way of getting support from a caring, licensed therapist. And if you don't have insurance, no problem. You can pay out of pocket for a lower cost than in-person therapy. And because you meet your therapist online, you can schedule appointments for whenever and wherever it's most comfortable for you.
Wow, I'm feeling better already.
You can pay for Talkspace with insurance or get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Get everything for your next project at Menards. Tackle tough jobs with Loctite Power Grab. This all-purpose construction adhesive is easy to use and bonds to a variety of materials. Plus, it's high strength, paintable, and reduces the need for clamping with zero-second instant grab. Save big money on Loctite Power Grab at Menards and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. Why he felt hurt, because he probably feels as if he is more of a positive to the culture based on the way that he filters and the things that he does, right? And I think what you're saying is that's not enough, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that that's where it's like, damn, now you're challenging me. You feel me? And I would love to see that conversation because I think it represents growth in both of you all, right? In the way that we go about it. Because like we said earlier, knowledge creates peace, right? Knowledge decreases wars because we find different ways to solve our problems. But I also think aggression is necessary. And those moments of those tensions are necessary for certain conversations to be had that can impact people in different ways, right? And even him being able to respond and responding to it adds validation to the conversation. But then when y'all have another one and y'all talking about impactful things that y'all could be doing together, right? Like I had a issue with somebody. And I seen him in person. And first of all, I had to tell him, brother, you know, this is about respect with me. Yeah, man. It always got to be respectful. You know, Brother Dr. Wesley said, we attack principles, not people. Right? So if I do something that's in principle that's wrong, yes, you can call that out. But if you call me a liar, mm-hmm. if you say something that different, now I have to, we have to have that, mm-hmm. you feel me? And we got to check that in person, and it got to be respectful. Otherwise, it be whatever else is going to be. Because mm-hmm. I'm from Oakland. You feel mm-hmm. me? Mm-hmm. You feel me? And the side of me that's not from Oakland is from St. Louis, and that's even worse.
It's but, bad for the other person, regardless of what side come out.
Just, you feel me? Let's just keep it the high 19 keys right now. But you know that conversation was good and productive, and I think that it leads to a pathway. If we do something now together, it'll be even more positive, mm-hmm. because Black men need conflict resolution. Mm-hmm. You feel me? And I know with Jim, it'll probably be an easy conversation for y'all to have, and y'all to have a productive one. So where you have him on your podcast, and y'all sit down about those tables that's flipped, and I think he has enough intellect to be able to converse about his perspective and yours. And I think it allows the opportunity for growth, mm. right, in those conversations, because sometimes you don't know yourself until you're challenged, mm-hmm. right? This is what a woman does for you. You get a woman, and you say you are this type of man, and a woman gonna be like, prove it, right? Sometimes you can get frustrated because that challenge, you're like, damn, I wasn't ready to prove it. I was just ready to talk about it. Mm-hmm. You feel me? And she putting you in real scenarios and situations that's testing you. Mm-hmm. But with men, I'm not a woman, so I ain't gonna gently challenge you. That's what the woman does. She gently challenges mm-hmm. you. Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna give you a tough challenge. Mm-hmm. And you say you him, then be him. Mm-hmm. All right, we gonna see. Man, you're doing it in front of everybody, so I'm calling you out too. Mm. Now you're like, damn, it ain't even that what you're saying is wrong, right? Now you can make a person insecure. You done called me out in front of everybody. Mm-hmm. Now, shit, I'm going to get at you because now you caught me unprepared. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Mm-hmm. So I ask you that because conflict resolution has to be the number one thing. Mm-hmm. We haven't killed each other's family members, mm-hmm. right? We don't have blood feuds, mm-hmm. right? You haven't signed people to a bad contract. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Like, you haven't done any of these things that should cause a person to have such vitriol and hatefulness towards you mm-hmm. that they can't stand as a man mm-hmm. emotionally regulated and speak to you intellectually mm-hmm. to solve a problem. Mm-hmm. Because then that represents something wrong with the party who cannot come in or meet. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Mm-hmm. And so no matter who or what feels a certain way, I know people be feeling a certain way about me saying things, whatever. It don't matter to me, though. Mm-hmm. You feel me? I come from that cloth. Mm. You feel me? Where it is what it is. Mm. You feel me? Mm-hmm. But same thing with Joe Budden. Did you ever have a conversation with Joe?
Nah.
I think that one definitely needs to happen because Joe has a huge platform, and his platform is a platform of conversation. Mm-hmm. You feel me? And it only makes the most sense in the world because he's also a journalist, to where there's no excuse not to know a person because your goal is to do your homework. Mm-hmm. So when you're speaking on somebody, you can speak on them in a proper context.
Right.
You feel me?
Right.
And I believe that needs to be a conversation on his platform as well. All of these are beautiful moments that pushes it forward. They only have to believe in your message, but they can believe in your impact. Mm. Right. The fact that if you continue to grow, there's people that follow you that will go the right path. Mm. Right.
Peace Family is 19 Keys. Thanks for listening to the High Level Audio Experience. Make sure to give 5 stars and subscribe. Also, support the brand and get tickets to our upcoming tour by visiting 19keys.com/links. That's numbers 19keys.com/links. Enjoy this clip and check out the full episode. Peace.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
If you want jazz music, go to New Orleans. Bagels, New York. And for psychics, think California Psychics. You want the best, you go to the best. At California Psychics, home of free spirits and open minds, we know better than anyone what makes a good psychic. That's why we guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. Visit californiapsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.